AP News for Friday, May 16th. I'm Ben Thomas. The first direct Russia-Ukraine peace talks since the early weeks of Moscow's invasion ended after less than 2 hours. They agreed on a large prisoner swap, but clearly remained far apart on key conditions for ending the fighting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The real chance to take important steps toward ending this war, if only Putin had not been afraid to come to Turkey.
Zelensky said he discussed the talks with the leaders of France, Germany, the UK, and Poland, as well as President Trump. Reporters asked Trump if he'll call Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
We have to meet. He and I will meet. I think we'll solve it, or maybe not, but at least we'll know. And if we don't solve it, it'll be very interesting.
Trump spoke as he flew back from the Middle East, where he made stops in three Gulf states. He did not visit Israel, which continued its bombardment of Gaza Friday, a prelude, it says, to a larger campaign to pressure Hamas to release hostages. Bassem Naim, a senior official in the militant group, tells Sky News.
We are ready to hand over all the prisoners immediately if we can be sure that this will lead to an end of this war, and first and foremost to allow the humanitarian aid to get into Gaza.
Israel also struck two ports in Yemen it says were used by the Houthis to transfer weapons. The Supreme Court's rejected President Trump's bid to resume quick deportations of Venezuelans under the Alien Enemies Act, and a federal judge has told the administration its claim of state secrets privilege in the Kilmer-Abrego-Garcia case is inadequate. Violent storms ripped through the central U.S. late Friday. At least 4 people died, and rescuers searched building to building for people trapped after a possible tornado swept through St. Louis. And train engineers in New Jersey's commuter rail system are on strike. That left 350,000 daily riders either working from home or seeking other ways into New York City Friday, which is typically the lightest day of the week. This is AP News. President Trump was blasting music stars on his flight home from the Middle East.
While his immediate predecessors honored Bruce Springsteen.
I am the president, he is the boss.
Poet, troubadour, chronicle of American life.
Who in turn campaigned for their would-be successors.
We stood with Hillary Clinton.
Donald Trump is running to be an American tyrant.
Springsteen said during a recent European concert, the U.S. is in the hands of a treasonous administration. The president writes he never liked Springsteen, who should keep his mouth shut until he gets back in the country. Adding, then we'll all see how it goes for him. The president also targeted Taylor Swift, whom he'd earlier attacked for endorsing Kamala Harris. Seemingly unprompted, the president wrote, "Has anyone noticed that since I said I hate Taylor Swift, she's no longer hot? I'm Sagar Meghani."
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have, or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.